I'm Tala Silva, and I'm an indie artist from the greater Chicago area, and you're listening to Vocalo Radio.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. We are just getting out of this song called Goddess, and in the studio, we do have the artist herself. Hello, Tala Silva. Now, you know, I was looking at people to invite to our brand new Vocalo studio, right? We get to have artists in again. And consistently, the stuff you've been sending and submitting to Vocalo has been so good.
Oh, thank you.
I almost can't believe, like, you've only been doing this seriously for a year now?
Yes. About a year. It's like, been in and out of like the pandemic. I thought it would be fun, and then now I'm like, yeah, I should actually really do this. So
you just did it for fun, but now you've been, you know, you're featured by Spotify, right? One of your songs, which one was it called?
So I had a song, it was titled Callback, and it got onto, I think it was New Music Friday. So that was like, oh wow, like, okay, maybe I should actually do something about this. And then from there it started that I should take this seriously.
I love the angle of like, I'm just going to do it for fun. Yeah. And then you actually start getting recognition and stations like Vocalo like start picking up your music. Mm-hmm. So for you, you have a studio in your bedroom, like a bedroom studio? Is that what you have?
Yes, I do. So I just have a small Scarlett interface that just connects my GarageBand to some headphones that I have and a mic, and that's my studio. And then I have my guitar. And then I also have some keys. And then on those keys, I also have like a drum pad. So it's like an Akai Mini. So yeah, that's how I put everything together in my little bedroom studio.
Do you have a producer?
Nowadays, I'm very lucky to have a lot of opportunities to co-produce. So I'll send over an idea that I have, like, oh, I was just writing this on guitar. And I'll sometimes write everything completely on guitar. And then I'll hit up one of my producer friends and say, hey, do you think you could do bass and drums on this? Or even my brother, he does a lot of the bass and drums on a lot of my tracks. So yeah, so that's usually how it works out.
So this song, Goddess, again, I like when I first heard it, I'm like, we're adding this song. I was like, I loved it. I think when I, because, you know, we go through the submissions individually and then together, like, we compare the notes on the songs. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, I'd gone through a few submissions. I was like, okay, these are cool. You know, some of them are like not so cool. But, you know, we're going through them and, you know, individually. So I'm just in my house. And then this one, I think I put on like 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I put on that song. I was like, no, this is like what I want to hear right now, you know? Mm-hmm. So what was the inspiration for that song?
So this song, it actually talks about a time. So I was in school. I guess I liked a girl. And but it was like a very on and off kind of like situationship kind of situation where I ended up feeling really led on. I was like, you know what? I'll just write a song about it. So that's where that mainly stemmed from.
So is it like, is it a diss song or is it like a...
Oh, it's like...
What kind of song? Like what? Yeah, like, because I was like, I'm not sure what the words are saying to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, but it's catchy, so I'm going to sing it.
Yeah, well, it's more like a, I know you want me... And you know I want you, we should get together, like, let's stop playing games. That's basically what that song is about, but yeah.
Okay, cute. Okay, I mean, that's one of my favorite things about doing interviews, is that sometimes I have these questions about the music that I listen to.
Yeah.
And then when I get them answered, I'm like, okay, I can sleep good at night now. You know, I know I have all the answers. And then it seems like quite recently you've been dropping a few new singles, right?
Yes.
For you... Is your songwriting process things you're going through?
Yes, usually in the present moment. So all of my songs, they're mostly, like, the way I write music is I just freestyle everything, and then I find a repetitive section. I'm like, okay, this could be the chorus and this could be the verse. Most of the time it is stuff that I'm going through in the present moment, but I have this, well, I'm getting better at it. I need to release things sooner when I'm feeling it. So yeah, they're all things that I'm going through. And then on top of that, they're also things that I might have gone through like 4 years ago. And then I'm like, you know what? I want to write a song about it because, you know, I was inspired by that situation. So it's a mix of both, I think.
I like that because sometimes distance gives you some perspective, right?
Yes, yeah. They say hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's a saying. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So for you, again, we said this earlier, you've only been like, okay, let me work on music for a year. The talent and your love for music, like singing and stuff, like, did that start when you were like really young or...
Oh, yeah. So I am Filipino. So because I'm Filipino, you know, you have to sing karaoke because you have to show up and show out, you know, you're representing your family at the reunion. So, you know.
What were some of your go-to karaoke? Let's see. What were some of your go-to karaoke songs?
Oh, man. Hopelessly Devoted.
Oh, that's, Olivia Newton-John. Yes, oh, my gosh.
That
yes.
That is the one. And I think also Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. That one, my mom, she was like, you better sing that one. I'm like, okay, I will. So, yeah. So those were a lot of my songs coming up or growing up. So I've always been singing at a young age. I guess my culture being Filipino and having karaoke as a big part of that had me, you know, start that at a very young age. But I never really thought of music as something as a serious thing because in my culture, it's like, oh, be musically, you know, inclined, you know, I don't know, play a classical instrument and then become a doctor or something mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. Like you have options, but you only have three options, lawyer, doctor, and nurse. So I'm like, okay, I never really thought of that. I think another thing is I started playing violin at a very young age for a long time.
Oh, wow. It's a very difficult instrument.
Yeah. That's why I don't like it. And that's why I didn't play it. I stopped playing it. And then I picked up guitar. My dad, he taught me a couple of chords. And then I started learning songs that I really liked. And then before I knew it, I had a collection of these chords. And then I started making my own songs because my friends in choir, we would try to like have these, I guess, a cappella medleys, but I could never remember the lyrics. And so instead I was like, you know what?
You guys, I'm just gonna do the guitars.
Yeah, I'll do the guitar and also like make my own music. And then I guess that's how that came about because I also felt as though that I didn't really fit anywhere. Like my voice in choir, I remember a choir director telling me like, oh, like your voice is very unique, which isn't necessarily a good thing in choir because you wanna blend. And also growing up where there wasn't that many blend of genres, I never ever really thought that I could do music because, like, you have to have a pop vocal or an R&B vocal.
Yeah.
But then I started seeing how indie started to progress. And then, yeah, so that's, like, the story of how I got into music, I guess, or where that, how that influence has been, you know, going on throughout the ages, I guess.
I love that. And so, you know, because you said that, you know, the karaoke.
Yeah.
the karaoke thing. Like, could everyone could hit notes, like, in your family? Like, is everyone, like, it's like, well, we all could sing, girl.
Yeah.
Is everyone good?
Oh, yeah. It's like, we have people singing Beyonce and Whitney Houston. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to sing, but okay. But...
I could say like that could seem like intimidating or maybe you thought like, oh, well, I'm not like the best in my family, you know, like, so you're like, oh, I'm not like the singer.
Yeah.
But you said during the pandemic, you're like, oh, let's do this for funsies.
Yeah.
But then people actually showed interest.
Yeah.
In your songs.
Yeah. And I was kind of taken back because of the fact that like, at this time, I had no idea what mixing and mastering was. I was like, let me just record onto this and to give a picture of what I was working with before I even had a bedroom studio, which isn't really all that much anyway, even today. I just had an iPhone 8 and some Apple headphones that had the mini wire.
The mic? The little mic on it?
Yeah, and that and an iRig, and that's how I made everything, was just through that. And it was... And being in my closet, I, like, put blankets around and then I recorded that way. So I really didn't think much of it. But, yeah, I was really pleasantly surprised that people actually really vibed with the stuff that I was creating. And then I started thinking maybe this could go somewhere. So, yeah.
How would you describe your sound?
I guess it's, like, very feathery, alternative bedroom indie pop R&B, I guess, to put it in short. Yeah.
I feel like that's the perfect definition.
Oh,
like,
I'm glad.
That is like the like you get a good, like, you know, thing. Like when I see your Instagram or when I see some of your posts, I'm like, mm-hmm. I bet like if Tumblr was popular today.
Oh,
you'd
really?
Kill it. Like,
oh, that's
you'd be,
such a compliment.
You would be killing it. Like, I feel like it's like it's giving Tumblr girly, right? Like,
I'm so glad.
And we're going to get into another one of your songs. Mm-hmm. But what's next for you? Are you going to be putting out more singles? Is there like, you know, do you have a vision of an album or performing shows, you know?
Oh, yeah. So I have a show August 17th. For the Sunny Collective. So I'm really excited about those. We've been rehearsing really hard. I have rehearsal actually tomorrow. So, so there's that. And then I have, at the moment, in terms of releasing, I have 4 songs that are like completely done that I'm ready to release throughout the year. I want to release all of those by the end of the year. And then I have like 23 other songs in the vault that I'm like 90% done, but I'm not like completely ready yet. But yeah, there's a lot of new music and a lot of shows coming up, so I'm really, really excited.
Have you performed shows as an artist before?
I have, but they've mostly been backyard shows, which has been like really cool. It's been a really nice introduction into doing that. Mm. I feel like I don't get as nervous anymore. It's like, okay, like do a show right now. And I'm like, okay, I got the set ready. But I've only done, I think, a total of 3 shows ever. So I guess these are going to be like my first in-venue kind of show. So I'm really, really excited.
And those are cool venues. Yeah. I mean, I love Reggie's. I love California Clipper. Like, those are some pretty good gigs. I mean, yeah. I'm like looking at my calendar. I'm like, I'm trying to make it out, you know? And so where can people follow you to keep up to date, to make sure they know the new music, they know the new dates for your shows?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm mostly active, I mean, I'm all over on social media, but I think the best place to, I guess, get the latest would be at my Instagram, which is just Tala Silva, so TalaSilva, and you'll find everything there. So.
And we're going to get into one of your latest singles, So Fine. Tell us a little bit more about this song.
This song, it's kind of like a love song a little bit. It's kind of like an appreciation for being in a really good relationship, I guess. It's describing, you know, what it's like to be really in love, but in a really fun and kind of sensual way at the same time. So, yeah, it's really exciting. I really like that song.
I love that. So no toxicity for 2024.
No. Yes, peace only.
No toxic love for you. Well, thank you again so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know you mentioned, you know, this is one of your first like in-studio radio interviews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's the thing I love so much about Vocalo is that I love when artists are like, this is like my first real, is like the first radio, but it's just, you know, ever since I heard Goddess, I'm like, this girl's got something, you know?
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
I'm really excited to follow you and see where you go next. And if you're listening and you've been working on some music, send it to us. This is just like a little sign to put it out there.
Yes.
Because even if it's just for funsies, mm-hmm. you might get a crazy reaction.
Yeah, you never know.
And, you know, just submitting a little link, your little music to Vocalo, you could end up here. So let's get to this song. Again, So Fine. Thank you again, Tala, for being in studio with us.
Pull up right quick to my crib. This segment originally aired on Vocalo Radio 91.1 FM Chicago. It was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka with production support from Abigail Harrison. Keep up with us at vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram. Gotta pinch myself to see if this is real life.